Supporters of Superior National Golf Course met with city, county, and EDA members for nearly 3 hours last Thursday. This was a second round of proposals and counterproposals designed to keep the golf course financially flush and rejuvenated to first-class status. The discussion will continue at the September 14th County Board meeting. Superior National and EDA Board member Mark Sanbo.
We're still falling behind on equipment and upkeep of the course itself. That's what we're asking for the help. Not because we want to spend more money on different things. We're falling behind. We haven't ordered equipment for a long time.
Board Chair Fritz Sabania asked West End businessman and Superior National supporter Charles Skinner if this latest meeting was another attempt to wear down the board with new figures. Skinner responded they were meeting because the county board asked for new solutions on how to make the facility work. Sabania said the latest request sounded like a bailout. After that rocky start, Skinner and other Superior National supporters went through their latest proposal step by step. The original golf course plan shifted Superior National ownership from the Economic Development Authority to the county. The revised plan shifted ownership back to EDA after the county declined to take the course over in August. The revised plan asks for a loan from the county to pay off $460,000 of EDA-backed revenue bonds and contribute $50,000 per year for 10 years in EDA support with a marketing match from the Cook County Visitors Bureau. Finally, the supporters asked for $1.8 million in 1% sales tax funding for capital improvements. Charles Skinner.
You know, right now the golf course has, you know, this amount, this $1.8 million of mostly critical needs that weren't invested over the past decade, that should have been invested over the past decade, to have this golf course go back to a level where it could be on its own. Now, mostly we've had a great summer. And this provides a long-term solution for the golf course. You know, if you have a good summer or a bad summer, you're going to have some of each. And so what we're trying to do is get the golf course back so that it can fulfill its original mission, which was to bring more visitors here.
Commissioner Jim Johnson said he had received many emails with questions from his constituents, and most were not in favor of having, as he put it, the county being a banker for the golf course. Skinner defended the investment as one that would ultimately improve the local economy.
Should the golf course exist, you know, right now it earns for this county $750,000 or more per year of revenue. Provides jobs in here. So we believe that there's approximately $2.5 million of economic impact. So in a county with $100+ million of total sales, that's significant.
In spite of the back-and-forth negotiating at the September 9th meeting, the two sides appeared closer to a solution by meeting's end. The Superior National supporters are expected to return with some of their figures fine-tuned. They're also expected to propose a contract that would specifically outline duties and responsibilities of the EDA with reference to the golf course. The EDA board is also expected to meet this week to craft a contract with the county. In addition, Superior National supporters are expected to offer a plan for a committed management team to run the golf course. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.